More about sex than football, I rather suspect, or American football. Anyway, Touchdown Boy by Blink-182. Published by Fun With Goats Music, I noticed with some interest. It's on Grilled Cheese Records, and the LP is called Cheshire Cat. And I was just telling Kershaw that somebody had told me that ballroom dancing was going to be included in the next Olympics. He was a trifle sceptical about this, but, I mean, anything is possible, is it not? You really don't think there's going to be ballroom dancing in the
Olympics? With a chance of a medal, if that's the case.
This is a track I played on my programme last weekend from the Phoenix Festival, and I think I found to say what it was or is. King Tubby and Prince Jammy.
If I should hate any other girl and forgive her, you I will never forgive her.
Right, King Tubby and Prince Jammy, that's from the LP on Blood and Fire Records, which is called Dub Gone Too Crazy, and that was Channel 1 under Heavy Manners, which got played mainly because it's such a great title, but there's not a bad track on the LP anyway, so anyone would have been equally good, I rather suspect. These are the Flaming Stars. Such a neat LP this is. Those are the Flaming Stars, Forget My Name, and the LP is called, as I'm sure you know by now if you're a regular listener to the programme, Songs from the Barroom Floor. And Guided by Voices are in session tonight, and a couple of tunes coming up from them. The second one is called Striped White Jets, the first, Party.
Allow yourself time to heal. It's just around the corner. Make yourself happy to know it's going to be extreme. And in the striped white jet, the blue stained glass ceilings are colored in white or red. Don't let anyone find out or expose your feelings.
Cheeky kids they are, eh? My goodness me. That's Guided by Voices in Session, me talking over the end of it, and really, for those of you who are recording it, that's Party and Striped White Jets. And when I saw it on the running order, I was rather hoping that it might be this party.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and a grooving, gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. Kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Sailing to the stars, buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. Now Honky Tonky Joe is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Even as a 14-year-old, or however old I was when that came out, I felt the end of that wasn't quite right, but that was Elvis Presley and Party, and I can't tell you how exciting at that age were the words, bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. I wasn't even absolutely certain what it meant, but it sounded like the sort of thing that I wanted to do now.
blockade because of the appalling air quality in London. Pollution levels are so bad that I and Chrissy Lammy Pye have great difficulty with emissions. This, however, does not appear to affect Holly Hot Lips. Thank you.
John, should we leave it there?
The Christopher Evans Breakfast Show from Scotland.
Tomorrow at 37 to 99.
Bob Scotted.
I'll see if I can find you some more trailers about farting for later on in the programme. That's Doom, and from the LP on Peaceville Records from a few years ago, Slave to Convention. And the reason it was there was because the track prior to that, which was from Zart from Liverpool, and on the LP UK Space Techno Volume 2, was called The Tentacles of Doom. Extraordinary stuff. This is from Norwich.
You don't scare me anymore. We're in Shingaro.
Yeah.
pressed on a rather pleasant O'Donnell. I'm sure it is O'Donnell, actually. It could be O'Donnell vinyl in the Czech Republic. That's Navigator on Noisebox Records. And the track is called Kill Taker. Now, you may recall, was it last weekend or the weekend before that? I played a track from an LP by Tenores di Bitti, these Sardinian shepherds. And I played it mainly because I'd heard it on Kershaw's programme the weekend before. It really was an extraordinary track. And it got a lot of stuff in there about bim, bom, boom. And I made a highly amusing remark at the time that this is probably the effect of the Eurovision Song Contest on the Sardinian shepherd tradition. But then since then, I've listened to the rest of the record, and this bim-bom-boon business crops up in most of the tracks, albeit in a slightly different form each time, and it does in this track too.
De Ollande da pena stava stizzo di grassa chi pote capitare. Stessa mamma pro suo viso deve sa prima lacrima spuntare. Si sposa libertà e vera stima, ma sa mamma in sa spena spian e prima. Sa cara mamma mia t'hanno vidi in stato interessante de metti in sa s'intragna sua arfia la disturba o che moto costante ah. Sonno sdillirante, palpiduri de tesse schina schia, pena samara sdormine suffrenne che sereta mia, partorenne. Lanterna luminosa che in ogni passo su di su guida da e sluga risplendente e virtuosa che su che il vedo prosso bene schedata. Educadora in ogni cosa lo concisa l'adora non lo vida da la sua la insafida materiale lo renne forte in sabida morale.
Sardinian shepherds in the house. It really is an extraordinary noise. Tenores di Bitti on Real World Records and the title track from the LP Samore e Mama. And I should have asked Kershaw while he was up here before he disappeared into his own studio in the bowels of the earth what all this bim-bom-boom business is about. If he comes back, I will ask him. After the news, pure morning.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Three athletes are to be disqualified from the Olympic Games in Atlanta after drugs tests proved positive. The two Russians and a Lithuanian were found to have traces of a stimulant in their blood. Meanwhile, the hunt goes on for the Olympic Park bombers. Games organizer Billy Payne.
Now that this incident has occurred, however, the security officials obviously will be recommending measures to take in light of a known situation.
A British man injured in the bombing is in a critical but stable condition in hospital. 53-year-old Brian Carr from Norfolk had 9 hours of brain surgery after he was hit by shrapnel.
Newsbeat.
Police are questioning two people after a car chase in which a taxi driver was stabbed and a little boy was abducted. A 56-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman were arrested after a pursuit across Hampshire and Wiltshire. Here's Karen Allen.
Ordered to drive across the border to Salisbury, 29-year-old Mark Slater tried to push the pair from his car. He was stabbed in the back several times, then dumped at a station before the two drove off with his white Renault car. Then, at the village of Shipton Bellinger, a woman's pet dog was stabbed to death as she refused to let the intruders into her home. And moments later, 6-year-old Michael Hills was dragged into the car as he played with a friend outside the village pub.
Investigators say 150 bodies have now been recovered after the crash of the TWA airliner off Long Island in the US. 230 people were on board the Boeing 747 when it blew up. Three prisoners have escaped from a jail in Leicestershire by cutting through the perimeter fence. Officials say the men who are classed as medium risk received outside help. Ron Curtis is governor of Stockholm. In prison.
So I am concerned this matter will be investigated. If there is any measure we can take to improve on the security, then if that's what's revealed in the investigation, then obviously that is what we will do.
And in sport, Nick Gillingham gets the bronze strip from the disgraced Russian athlete. Damon Hill won the German Grand Prix, and England have a real fight on their hands to save the first test against Pakistan. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Angus Crawford.
Radio 1, more music.
All my dreams were whole, and I wish I was pure and clean inside, and I wish that things would seem familiar, but they just lie.
They do get played a lot on these programmes, don't they? You must think I'm sleeping with them all. That's Pure Morning on Radar Records, the single Foxhole. And just before the programme started, I was going through the mail, came across a magazine, Fear and Loathing, issue number 37. I'll give you an address for it in just a moment. Interesting thing about it is, amongst other things, I mean, I'm sure it's all fascinating, stuff about Afghan Whigs, Guided by Voices, Gwar, Jello Biafra and the Ravillos, amongst others. But there is with it a free Guided by Voices 7-inch single, and it includes Game of Pricks and Hot Freaks are the tracks that are on there, recorded live in Brighton, 1995, on the Swine Hunt Mobile. And, of course, we've got Guided by Voices in session this very night. This is Atomize. Guided by Voices in session, and that's called Atomize. More from them later on. I should have mentioned when I was talking about Pure Morning scans seconds ago that they have a session on this programme on the 10th of August. And if you want to get hold of a copy of Fear and Loathing, well, it's £2.50, which you have to make payable to A. Pearson. I mean, letter A. Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, as you might imagine. Fear and Loathing. It's Post Office Box 3648, London, N1, 1FL. I'll give you that again. £2.50. I'm going to have to clear my throat, I think. £2.50 payable to A. Pearson, Fear and Loathing, Post Office Box 3648, London, N1, 1FL. This is Absolute. strange how sometimes you play records at home and they sound perfectly fine, and then you play them on the radio and they sound as though they're at the wrong speed. I mean, that was 33 and a third, and I do like it at 33 and a third, but can it possibly have been intended to be played at 45? I think I shall have to go away and think about that one. Anyway, throughout, well, all 3 days that I was at the Phoenix Festival, I think it should have been at 45, you know. Anyway, I quite liked it at 33 and a third, I must say, but perhaps I'll play it next weekend at 45. And where are we now? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. At the Phoenix Festival, I kept bumping into people who run Iodine Records, and they'd given me a copy of their debut release, and I carried it around with me for some time, and it was in the back of the car for some time, so it got covered with dust and slightly warped in the heat. It's got fingerprints and things all over it, but what the hell? Let's play it anyway.
Makes me feel quite right.
So, no, not this time. Everybody associated with Iodine Records, which is based in Coventry, Post Office Box 432, Coventry CV 56YL, seems to be called Alison, except for one of the Alison's brothers, who isn't called Alison at all, of course, but I forget what he is called. But most assuredly, that's on Iodine Records, of Post Office Box 432, Coventry CV 56YL, and it's by Memory Babe, and it's called Your Call. This is Black Chipper Chewer and Super Sounds Band.
Anya banda, atirenge samba musipa. Anya banda, anya banda, atirenge samba musipa.
A rugged exterior and a soft underside.
Suede on tour this autumn with Radio 1. Call the concert line for details. 0891 110 100. Calls cost 39p per minute, cheap rate 49p per minute all other times.
Suede, combining a rugged exterior with a soft underside. Across the UK this autumn with 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
If you wanna have time, never care if people laugh at you. Fools only laugh.
That's Heavenly on Ouija Records, one of the two tracks on the B-side of the current single, a forthcoming single. That's called Art School. There's an LP somewhere. In fact, I've got a copy of it at home, but it's disappeared into the extraordinary and increasing chaos that is Peel Acres. But I hope to find it sometime during the next week and play some tracks from that. The A-side of the single is called Space Manatee, of course. And before that, on Kamusha Records, is Black Chipa Chiwa and Super Sounds Band. Anya Banda was the title of the track.
If you sit on my lap, I'll tell you a story. Nothing is home. Nothing is home. Nothing is home. Your mom called. Staying late. Guess I'll have to spend the night. Take a bath. I didn't feel anything, not for any of you. I didn't know you were a virgin.
That's Sweet Pea on Trans Syndicate Records and the LP Chicks Hate Wes and the rather grisly story of Aunt Jodie. I'm not entirely sure that I've got this next record queued up in the right place because, I'm not sure whether I've got it queued up in the right place. No better reason than that. But I like where it starts anyway, so I'll leave it there. We'll be right back. that's something like Peter and the Wolf that's been sampled there. Those are the Runaways on Ultimate Dilemma Records. The EP's called Play School. This is Finders Creepers. There we go. Here's some more stuff from Guided by Voices. They're in session tonight.
Thank you.
Couple of tunes from our session guests, guided by voices there, and Cut Out Which was the first of them. That was followed by Man Called Aerodynamics. And next weekend on Saturday, we've got the debut on the programme of Autopop, and then on Sunday in this programme, the Blue Tones playing live from our Maida Vale studios. Saturday the 10th, as I mentioned earlier on, it's Pure Morning, and there's going to be no programme on the Sunday the 11th because Oasis live in concert on Radio 1. Then the following Saturday the 17th, Beatnik Film Stars. Sunday the 18th, it's the Fall News Session from them, and then of course the weekend after that it's the Reading Festival again. My goodness me, how it goes round. These are the Bush Chemists and a track called Dread in a Babylon Dub. Inch on the Conscious Sounds records, Bush Chemists, I think, and on the A side, it's Culture Freeman. Can this be fluff in a King David style? Almost too much to hope for, I think, but I like the idea, and that's called Dread in a Babylon Dub. Now, as you know, on these programmes, I'm not averse to a bit of surface noise from time to time. I can't remember, to be honest, whether I've played you this track before, but I think I probably haven't. It comes from an LP called Devil in the Woodpile, the Essential Recordings of Blues Harmonica, and it's by Jed Davenport, and was recorded in that golden year, 1929. And there is a wealth of surface noise on it, but I think it kind of enhances it, to be honest. ¶¶
This week, live music from Vent featuring ex-Wonder Stuff frontman Miles Hunt and Lisa Germano featuring Lisa Germano, obviously, because she's on her own. Then there's poetry from Ian McMillan and John Hegley, comedy from Stuart Lee and reviews from Kim Newman, plus a boy called Lard and a quiz called Fish or Fowl. You're looking for bobbins? You've come the right place. Monday to Thursday, 10 till midnight.
Mark Redcliffe, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Thank you.
Tobias Schmidt and a track called United Kingdom Theory. This is on Kicking Records from the compilation LP Underground UK. Before that, it was Jed Davenport from 1929 on Indigo Records, a track from the LP Devil in the Woodpile. Now another tune from Mitch Mitchell on guitar, Toby Sprout on guitar, Robert Pollard vocals, Kevin Fennell on drums, Leland Kane at the bass. This is Guided by Voices, and two more tunes.
Stop scouting out the field. Jump up right paint the werewolves and everybody everywhere. Anyone can scratch. Anyone can win. So bring out another batch. They want to get out of here, but they can't find the exit. They cling to the cinema, but they can't find security. Then they finally got recognized, so they left in obscurity and misery.
Voices sounding rather more organised than they do on record. I mean, not disappointingly so, I hasten to add. Bright Paper Werewolves and Lords of Overstock, the track's there, and I'm not sure who it is that Kershaw's got in session. As I say, downstairs at this very moment, being anointed with rich unguents and things like that in preparation for his programme. He did tell me who it was, and I've forgotten, but I'll find out before the end of the programme, and I hope you listen to him anyway and discover for yourselves. This is Terry Edwards. No, it's not. Hold on a second. This is Terry Edwards.
Thank you.
Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats. On this programme, we love Terry Edwards and yearn to rain kisses on his eager upturned face. That was Harlem Nocturne.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Three Olympic athletes are being disqualified after testing positive for drugs. One of them is a Russian swimmer whose bronze medal will almost certainly go to Britain's Nick Gillingham. President Clinton has called for new measures to crack down on terrorism. He's brought top officials together at the White House to talk about beefing up FBI powers and cracking down on sales of explosives. An investigation is underway at Perth Prison after two inmates were discovered hanging in their cells. Police are trying to establish whether the deaths are connected. A man and a woman are still being questioned after a car chase across Hampshire and Wiltshire. A taxi driver was stabbed and a six-year-old boy abducted. The child was rescued and treated for a knife wound. 170 Turkish prisoners are being treated in hospital after calling off a 10-week hunger strike. They stopped their protest after an agreement over improved conditions. About 20 are in a critical condition. An 11-year-old boy has died on the Isle of Wight after falling through the roof of a derelict building at the seaside resort of Ventnor. He'd been playing with two friends when the accident happened. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Angus Crawford.
Radio 1, more music.
Very good to me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't appreciate the woman. I had to run and chase after every little girl that lived in our town.
No,
listen to me now. Sometimes I'd stay out late at night, and there were times when I wouldn't come home all night long. And finally, when I would come home, I'd find my little girl where she'd been sitting up all night with her eyes red. And as she began to walk the floor from side to side, I never will forget it. You know I remember it from day to day when she told me these words. Listen to me now. If you should lose. I never will forget it.
No, I can't forget it.
If you should lose. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna lose a good thing. She said that. Oh, yes, she did. Let me keep on talking to you. You know, when she tell me these words, I try to pacify. When I look back on that situation, oh yeah, I realize that she'd been better to me than I ever been to myself. And finally, one day I decided I was gonna treat her right. And I made my way down the dusty street where I live. And as I got home, I began to look around. You know what happened? My telephone began to ring. And these are the words you told me. If a little bit too late, words keep on ringing in my ear.
Oh, yeah.
Too late I've gone. If a little bit too late.
Oh, yeah.
Too late I'm gone. I won't be.
It's a great shriek in there on the fade. That's Kip Anderson, You'll Love a Good Thing, on Ace Records, from an LP with the catchy title, The Heart of Southern Soul, Volume 2, No Brags, Just Facts. And I was going through the mail this week because, obviously, with the events of the last couple of months at home, I've fallen even further behind than I have normally, and it reached just a ludicrous situation, and I had to throw loads of stuff away, and there are loads of things, which records which I know I'm simply never going to get to listen to because the backlog is so immense. So I was thinking I need to kind of start again from here, and my apologies to anybody who's written during the past couple of months and has not had a reply. You may know there's obviously been good reasons for that. But then you look at these things. I mean, I've got one here from Christmas. Alan Hampton, it says, a picture of himself and Dee, Rachel, Emma and Tom. Why don't they live in our village? They look like really nice people. And then Mick Ashman, who writes me regularly from Sheffield, never gives me a return address. So I can't write back to him. And also to an ensemble called Collins and Tall, who sent me a load of mail May and June, and I never acknowledged any of that either. And I apologise for all of these things. I apologise for almost everything that's happened in the last 25 years, really. Movie Tone, and this is Useless Landscape on Planet Records, a week or so old now, but still worth hearing.
Thank you.
single on Planet Records. This is Movie Tone. The tune's called Useless Landscape. I've got a feeling that it probably jumped a couple of times, actually, as it passed by in review, but consider that to be part of the fun. I think if I could have got it to fart as well, I'd have been in line for a daytime programme. This is Guided by Voices, Wandering Boy Poet.
Dream on, child of change. Throw your javelin through the sun. Pierce the hearts of everyone. Though we push to slay the days, this is not reality. This is just formality. The cup is only being filled for a chance to have it spilled. Flowing just like the days, sailing just like the days. Like the days, sailing just like the days, flowing just like the days, sailing just like the days.
You're just a few minutes away from the Andy Kershaw programme. Sounds more like a warning than an invitation, doesn't it? 2 hours of red hot records from around the world. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
These days, every drum and bass record that I got seems to have been played weeks and weeks and weeks ago by one in the jungle, and this, I'm sure, is no exception to that. Gang-related mask on Dope Dragon Records, Ronnie Size and Pals, and this is called Tear It Up. Before that, it was Guided by Voices, and they had been in session tonight. Wandering Boy Poet was the title of that, and Kershaw has the Soweto String Quartet in session in about, just over 8 minutes' time, in fact. This is from Puerto Rico. In fact, on the title of the LP is We Are Puerto Rican. Based and turning out on the Henry Street record label, that's Los Planeros de la 21, or whatever the Spanish for 21 is. Frankly, I have no idea at all, I'm ashamed to say. There have been several good singles in recent weeks on the Wurlitzer Jukebox label. Perhaps in one of next weekend's programmes I'll make a little feature up out of all of these. But in the meantime, this is Sabine and The Surf to the Level of the Lord.
want someone to corrupt me.
Seventh single on the Wurlitzer Jukebox record label by Sabine. It's called The Surf to the Level of the Lord. And some three or four floors below me, Andy Kershaw should be ready to start his programme. I hope, Andy, you're geared up to be an assertive service provider for the licensed fee payer. Are you down there?
Hey, 21 is the phrase you were looking for.
Well, that's 21.
21 in Spanish.
I'll make a note of that.
And have you worked out Bim Bim Bom yet?
No, no. What does it mean?
It means here's another one from the fall in Sardinia.
Very good. You've been working on that, haven't you, for the last couple of hours?
I enjoyed your harmonica, man, earlier on this evening. What was it, about 9:15?
Jed like Davenport, that? Yes.
See what you make of this guy.
All right.
Mocking the dogs. Fuck chains. Ha ha! Okay, yes.